China hits back at President Biden's new restrictions on Xinjiang imports. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Beijing has accused the United States of spreading lies and its promise to respond to a new law requiring proof that goods imported from China's Xinjiang region were not made by forced labor. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs today said the law seriously violates international law and is a gross interference in the nation's international affairs. The BBC's Robin Brandt in Shanghai has more on that story.
China says this is yet fresh evidence of America spreading lies about what it's doing in its own country. It's promised some kind of response. What that will be, we do not know. But what we have is President Biden coming towards the end of his first year in office, a year where he promised confrontation, competition, and also cooperation with China. But the focus at the end is on confrontation. Yet we have, again, fresh evidence of the US trying to exact some kind of punishment against China, but also forcing it to pay an economic price. The cotton industry in particular in that part of the country is absolutely vast. And the Biden administration and others on Washington choosing to focus on that.
That's Robin Brandt reporting from Shanghai there. Well, there aren't a whole lot of numbers to check today, but a few markets around the world are open this Christmas Eve for a half day. London's FTSE 100 is eyeing its highest close since February 2020. It's up 0.4% at this hour. Benchmarks, meanwhile, in Paris, Brussels, Amsterdam, and Lisbon are flat. U.S. stock markets are closed until Monday. Well, when you think of London, you'd no doubt picture the iconic red double-decker buses, maybe Big Ben, Buckingham Palace. Equally as iconic for people making their way down the famed Oxford Street shopping corridor is the bright yellow Selfridges bag. But the company today said its flagship department store is being sold to Thai and Austrian buyers. The BBC's Katie Prescott has more on that story.
Selfridges even inspired a TV series about the American founder, Harry Selfridge, who decided to build the biggest and finest department store in the world in 1908. Now, that brand and its buildings have brought its owners, the Weston family, an early $5.4 billion Christmas present. The new owners are Thailand Central Group, a business group of shops and restaurants, and an Austrian property firm, Signia, who've worked together before. Analysts say that despite the well-publicised woes of retail through the pandemic, this sale shows that the Selfridges brand is unique and just how popular UK property still remains with international investors. In London, I'm the BBC's Katie Prescott for Marketplace.
The worker shortages plaguing many companies around the world apparently extend all the way up to the North Pole. Santa and his helpers are in high demand and short supply this year, as the BBC's Samir Hussain has been finding out.
Jim Kelly spent his career teaching physics to high school students. He retired from that job a few years ago. Come the holiday season, he zips into a velvet red suit and black boots, and something magical happens.
Now I'm Santa.
That's my friend Vienna. How are you?
Leading up to Christmas, he spends his days asking children if they have been naughty or nice.
I'm right there.
Right there.
I'm a good one.
Yes, you are, sweetheart.
St. Nicks are in high demand.
I've turned down 200 jobs this year.
After a less than merry, socially distanced Christmas last year.
Pandemic babies, they don't know people. And then this big red guy with a furry face walks in the room. It's a different world.
People are eager for some traditional holiday cheer. As a board member of the International Brotherhood of Real Bearded Santas, Jim says Santas are in short supply, not least because the pandemic was particularly hard on older, heavier men.
Sadly, we lost 55 Santas this year. They've gone back to the North Pole forever. We're not the youngest people. We tend to have health problems.
Today, Jim is doing a 45-minute Santa experience.
You know what Donder and Blitzen mean? Thunder and lightning.
Children will be photographed having milk and cookies with Santa.
These are special cookies. They're made with sugar and snowflakes.
Painting wooden toys with magic paint.
I'm painting mine rainbow.
You're painting yours? Well, unicorns should have rainbow.
And of course, reading a Christmas classic together.
'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Anticipating a busy holiday season, Michael Artigas, one of the owners of this photo studio, books Santa Jim back in June.
A lot of Santas, because of COVID, they decided either not to do it or they cut back on their schedule radically, a lot of them. So, yeah, there's been a lot of photographers who are scrambling now to find a Santa. And if they do find a Santa, they're not getting as many dates as they want because they're booked.
We are absolutely turning clients away every single day.
Mitch Allen is the head elf for HireSanta.com. It's a professional agency based in Texas that books Santas all year round.
We help brands associate themselves with all things Christmas.
Even he is struggling to keep up.
The demand is absolutely huge. We're up over 120% over pre-pandemic levels. We actually have fewer Santas than we had pre-pandemic. So more demand, less supply means that we're sort of facing a Santa shortage this year.
Did you anticipate this kind of shortage?
Well, we started seeing it late July, early August. And we staff not only just North America, we also staff all over Europe, Asia. We're actually sending some Santas this year to Dubai, and everywhere is facing the same thing. There's so much demand. Everyone's wanting to get back to normal activities. Last year, they weren't able to see their families or relatives or friends during Christmas. And this year, people are wanting to connect.
That's Mitch Allen from HireSanta.com, ending that report from the BBC's Samira Hussein in New York there. Finally, it's not just Santas, though, that are in short supply. Christmas turkeys across South Africa are hard to come by this year. Supply chain issues have snarled shipping the dinner staple from Europe, but turkey imports have also been restricted after bird flu outbreaks on poultry farms. South Africa, it turns out, is one of the largest importers of turkey during the Easter and Christmas seasons. Whatever makes it to your dinner table tomorrow, we hope you have a very Merry Christmas if you celebrate. From me, producer Stephen Ryan, and all of us here in London, a very happy holidays to you all. I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.